brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation and by XMWX Satellite Weather. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX Satellite Weather in Sun and Fun Booth C24.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2011. We're with Jennifer Storm. She's heading up AOPA's pilot retention initiative. Jennifer, big study was done and kind of released at AOPA Summit in November. More detailed release this spring, and now AOPA is taking action on the results. Tell us what's going
to
happen.
Well, we're very proud to publish the final report because it makes all that information from the extensive research study available to anyone who's interested, and that's available on our website at aopa.org/FT initiative. Anyone can download it, take a look at that report. It's 48 pages, but don't be alarmed, it's not all text, lots of charts. Since that time, we've looked at what we want to do next. We realized at the Flight Training Summit that we really want to have a more frequent, productive dialogue with the front line of the flight training process, which is the flight schools. So we committed to hosting additional regional meetings beyond the Flight Training Summit, and we'll be going to 6 cities across the country between now and AOPA Aviation Summit this year to get more input and feedback from the flight schools about how the industry can help. We're not going out to these regional meetings to tell them how to run their business because AOPA doesn't run a flight school. We're going out to figure out what is the best thing we can do to help them and how can the industry support them. And if it's not AOPA, we have lots of collaboration from other parts of the industry that we can find out what their strengths are, what our strengths are, to help the flight schools in any way that we can. We did announce the 6 cities today, and they are Los Angeles, Seattle, Dallas, Chicago, Orlando, and Morristown, New Jersey, just outside of New York City. And we don't have the registration available just yet because we're still contracting with some of the actual meeting sites in these cities, but we will in the next few weeks, and we'll definitely do an announcement via press release as well as in our Flight School Business newsletter. The regional meetings are great because we get to meet with people face-to-face, have them network with each other, share lots of productive dialogue. However, we did bring back our Flight School Business newsletter to increase the frequency of that communication. And you can subscribe to Flight School Business if you're not already getting it via email at fsb.aopa.org. And it's a free newsletter. It comes out every other Tuesday, has lots of great information for what flight school owners and managers really care about. Marketing information, financial information, insurance, you name it. Everything that is pertinent to what they're doing in a very focused publication because we know they're busy.
Okay, is there a picture emerging about what is wrong with flight training and why so many people quit?
Well, we're choosing to look at it not so much as what's wrong with flight training, but a more positive spin on that is what is the optimal experience and how can we get closer to what that optimal experience is. One of the things that came out in the research is that students need a lot more support throughout the process. And AOPA has traditionally focused on getting more people into flight training by getting them to the flight school front door. What we're doing with the Flight Training Student Retention Initiative is supporting them more throughout the process once they actually begin flight training. We have our Flight Training magazine and the Flight Training website to provide really excellent information for students in the flight training process, but we're going to enhance our online presence and add some really exciting tools to the Flight Training website to help students track their progress throughout flight training and give them pertinent information. If we know where they're at in the training process per certain milestones, we can give them the right information at the right time so they're not as overwhelmed with the whole process.
So what is the next step if I'm a flight school and I want to increase the number of students that are coming through the door and graduate more of them?
Well, we certainly recognize it's just not just about keeping students, but also getting more students in the door, and that's why Flight School Business as a newsletter has that marketing component as well. So I would say the next step is make sure you're getting the Flight School Business newsletter. That's going to be our primary communication channel with flight schools. So as we schedule the regional meetings and as we put out that invitation, you'll hear about it first. And in terms of what you can learn from each other, that Flight School Business newsletter is a great resource for them in spotlighting some of the great things that are working out there. So if you have something that's working really well, I encourage you to contact the editorial staff at AOPA, and we can certainly tell other people about what you're doing through the Flight School Business newsletter.
AOPA also announced a scholarship program today. Jennifer, can you tell us about that?
Sure, it's definitely a preliminary announcement, but we do want to let people know we are actively working on it at this time. There will be two $5,000 awards that AOPA will be sponsoring this year, and the online application process is currently in development. We'll have that ready around summertime because we do want to get a bunch of applications in this summer. We are going to present these first two awards at this year's AOPA Aviation Summit in Hartford, Connecticut, September 22nd through 24th. And while we recognize that helping two people with their flight training expenses may not move the needle in a super significant way, we do feel that it's the right thing to do. And looking forward, as this is a long-term effort, we made sure to design the administration and the back end of the scholarship program as a scalable program so that if we do get additional support financially, whether internally or externally, we can add additional awards very easily.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2011. Thanks for listening.
Lightspeed Aviation announces the release of the next generation Zulu. A distinctive new look and continuous innovation make the new Zulu the ultimate blend of design, technology, and high performance. Stop by Booth 51 in Hangar D to experience the new Zulu's advancements.